Hey, conference call podcast listeners, you know what? There may be a free book in your future. You've still got time to sign up. The great folks over at IRI, who sponsor our little show each week, are giving away 10 copies of a new book, which was co-authored by IRI President and CEO, Mr. Andrew Appel. The book is entitled AI for Marketing and Product Innovation. Here's how you register to win your copy. Go to iriworldwide.com/ADA. Or you can just click on the link in our podcast description. You can register between now and February 15th, 2019. All right, turn up your headphones and pretend like you're working.
Dialing.
Who just joined?
Ethan Walton.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Conference call.
Aren't you glad it's just a podcast?
Welcome to our little show. Great to have you along as always. Okay, so you've done everything correctly, but when you pull that weekly sales report, why are we seeing zero sales? Is there an issue in perpetual inventory? Do we have phantom inventory? OSA, out day calculations, binning accuracy? What does some of this stuff even mean? Well, this is the kind of issue that our experts here at 8th & Walton solve for suppliers each week. And coming up next, we're going to talk some zero sales with my old buddy Mark Stahlkup. As a matter of fact, I'm going to grab the mic and run over to Mark's office during the break so you can find out how we work one-on-one with suppliers to stop zero sales from creeping back. All right, Emma, you got it? To roll that commercial, I am on my way. I'll be there just a second.
8th & Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to ethanwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today, ethanwalton.com/chat.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by 8th & Walton.
Your call is starting.
And now your host, Jared Davis.
All right, check 1, 2. Emma, are we on? All right, thank you. You're back on the 8th & Walton conference call. As promised, we are here in the office of my friend, our Vice President of Supply Chain Replenishment for 8th & Walton, Professor Mark Stahlkup. Mark, it's always great to see you, my friend.
Jared, thank you so much. Yeah.
Hey, thank you for hosting us here in your office today. We want to talk about zero sales today. It's a big topic, and we've got a blog out on 8thandwalton.com. Really wanted to pick your brain about zero sales. First of all, one of the points that we make in it goes back to this idea of perpetual inventory. Just for starters, what exactly do we mean by perpetual inventory?
Well, you know, Jared, in its simplest form, you know, it's what do I have on hand at this point in time? So it's an item, a location at a point in time. So in a store or in my corporation, in all my stores, you know, what units do I have on hand at this point in time? And it's increased by receivings and it's decremented by sales. Hopefully lots of sales.
So when we think about perpetual inventory in relation to zero sales, what is it about PI that's going to make me see zero sales when I'm pulling that Retail Inc. report?
All right. So PI, that was the simplest version. Now, in the more complex version of PI, there are a lot of transactions which increment and decrement that in a 24-hour period. So many things can cause that. Again, we would like to see that sales drive most of those transactions after a major receiving has occurred in a location. The sales are going to decrement that. And, of course, if sales are under-forecasted, meaning that the consumer really needed more of that product in that location than we had forecasted, there's a good chance that those could be zero sales simply because of a real out-of-stock. Another possibility for zero sales is phantom inventory. That would be where PI indicates we have enough on hand to satisfy a day's supply or a week's supply. However, in reality, the physical ownership in that store is not available for the customer to sell. The shelf in stock or the shelf availability is zero. And that would generate zero sales for that day, for example. That would be a really fairly common occurrence when there is an exception.
One of the other things that we listed in the blog was this idea of out days. Now, what do we mean by the out days when we're looking at our reports?
So depending upon the category and the volume of that category and the lead time, an out day can be really an out hour or an out half day or multiple out days, because it depends on the sell down and then the replenishment cycle. So if a total lead time is 14 days, and I run out of stock in the first 3 days of my shipment, I'm going to have a lot of out days to deal with before the follow-up shipment can come in and retrieve or replenish that in stock. So out days are a really good metric on the backside of how well I'm performing and gives us feedback going forward to say, what is the forecast? Is it sufficient? Is my holding capacity, my presentation quantity? There are a lot of variables that can be modified based on knowing the history of the out days.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about that, because when you're looking at the out days and I realize that I'm getting zero sales, what are the steps that I need to take to correct that as a supplier?
Again, if your lead time is more than 7 days, it takes a couple of weeks, maybe 3 or 4 weeks of out day history to see the pattern and to understand the depth or breadth of the problem. I think a consumable item that sells 10, 20 units a day, it's going to be a pretty serious impact to the business if that has even one out day in a week. The likelihood of more of a peg hook type product, an item that sells maybe once every 3 or 4 weeks in a given location, those out days, they're also pretty significant. Typically, that's better margin merchandise. The rate of sale is lower per week, but having an out day of 2 weeks until I can get that shipment back in is a lot of lost profit. So next steps are going to be dependent upon the volume of the category and the lead time. I think at least 2, 3, 4 weeks of history on these out days is important, because they don't necessarily stay out of stock for 2 weeks. A receiving can arrive and an out day may have happened for 3 days in a given 7-day period, and then we're back in stock, right? But then we run out again 4 days later. So looking at the frequency and the duration of those out days is critical to do the proper analytics and make a good decision about forecasting.
All right, so we've got even more information on zero sales in our blog, and we've got a link in our podcast description to the blog and an additional link to put you in contact with our guest today, Mr. Mark Stalkup. In case you have any more supply chain replenishment issues, Mark, thank you again for hosting us today. Please come back.
My pleasure, Jared.
And that's going to wrap it up for this installment of the 8th and Walton Conference Call. We appreciate you downloading us again. Hey, this is Jared Davis reminding you, make someone smile this week with a nice compliment. Everybody appreciates a nice compliment. Oh, you know what? Except for human resources. Yeah, on second thought, forget that whole compliment thing. Just face front and go through your email.
The chairperson has left.